This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bobby Wagner met with the media while I was bumping around, running around, talking to other players, because everything goes on at the same time. You gotta have 18 pairs of eyes. So I didn't realize Bobby Wagner had talked already. You know, I was, again, interviewing other guys. Didn't see the group, the mob around him. So I went up to him when I saw nobody around him after, I don't know, 20 minutes of being in the room, 25 minutes after being in the room, and he had showered and whatever, and he was getting ready to leave, and I was like, Bobby, like, have you talked yet? He goes, yeah, we already did. I said, oh, okay, no problem. You know, I was just going to turn around and leave. Generally, when one guy speaks, right, it can last for a while. It can go on. People can straddle up and, you know, ask the same questions and so on. And, you know, people are in, out because of, again, the nature of everything's going on at the same time. So I turn my back and, not expecting to be able to talk to Bobby Wagner. And he comes up to me and he nudges me on the shoulder. He's like, I got time for you. He goes, just walk with me as he's kind of like leaving the locker room and heading towards the bus. And we had a five-minute conversation. I think I asked him some pretty smart questions, including one about the week before, about a defensive switch and call that he made. And I was like, you know, this is what I saw on tape. You know, can you explain it? And he just launched a perfect explanation. It was awesome. It was so smart. It was so mature, so professional. And I'm sure I'm slightly biased towards Bobby Wagner because he did that for me. And therefore, for you guys, because I played it on the show the next day. But the bottom line is, Bobby Wagner didn't have to do that. He was under no requirement to do it. And it just shows you one small, and I mean small, example of the professionalism and the character that Bobby Wagner has and brings to the Washington Commanders last year and moving forward this year and for who knows how long. Why and how? Because, well, simply put, when a dude is a Hall of Famer to be, unquestionably, he can crap on people. He can crap on people. And Bobby Wagner doesn't do that. And he doesn't do that to anybody. And I didn't have like this long-standing relationship with him. I had talked to him once or twice, maybe. Maybe three times, I can't remember, probably in a group setting or maybe a small individual setting. He didn't have to do that. Again, he didn't save the world or anything like that, but he didn't have to do that. And he gave me his time. He gave you the answers, you the time, because, again, he's smart enough to understand he's not just doing me a favor, he's doing essentially you a favor that want to hear after a big win what it was like out there. and what they're seeing and what they're doing and what they're thinking and why they won and so on and so forth, right? That's what the media does. It's the conduit to the players. Now, a lot of players have chosen the direct route, like Deebo Samuel went to the Players Tribune and did a 2,000-plus word essay. All that's it's fine. Everybody does things a little bit different. But Bobby Wagner was a professional. Last year, this is according to Mason Kinahan, who I see pop up on my Twitter feed all the time. Young guy. I'm not even sure if he's actually in the media, but he's got some good stuff. And clearly, I mean, he puts out some good material. 1,258 snaps leading the Commanders. 108 solo tackles leading the Commanders. 56 run stops leading the Commanders. 88.3 run defense grade leading the Commanders. 91, that was an 88.3 defensive grade, a 91.2 run defensive grade, an 86.3 tackling grade, all leading the team. A Pro Bowler. Okay, you think we overvalue him? He was voted a second team All-Pro by his by the AP. He was a Pro Bowler, alternate, by his peers. Bobby Wagner means way more than just a traditional Mike linebacker, a traditional aging warrior. And it, honestly, it has nothing to do with me. I was just telling that story because I think it shines the light on what kind of person he is. But what he does on the field, what he does in the locker room, what he does on the team plane, what he does in the huddle, what he does on the sideline, what he does for young Jordan McGee and Dominique Hampton and whoever else, Luvu, whoever else is in the linebacker room, is why Bobby Wagner's back. It's not just one thing, it's not just five things, it's probably 50 things. Indispensable. Now, at some point, they're going to have to move on, right? And maybe Bobby Wagner's going to say, that's it. I've had enough. He's getting his graduate degree from Howard. He's his own agent. He's an entrepreneur. And he knows that he easily can stay in the game, however which way he chooses. Coach, GM, agent, whatever he wants to do. Broadcaster, and he can do other business items with the best of them. Bobby Wagner might be the best all-around individual in terms of every walk of life that this organization has had in my time covering it since 2009. And that's not to cut anybody down. There's been some really smart, really good guys. Bobby Wagner is, as I sometimes like to say, the straw that stirs the drink. And that is a thick drink that he is stirring, man. That dude is un-freaking real as a person. And you see why they love him, and you see why they had no problem giving him a $2+ million raise, 8 guaranteed, up to 9.5 with incentives. We don't know the incentives. It's not that important. The bottom line is Bobby Wagner's back.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.